Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. And I also want to give a sincere thanks to all the panelists for their excellent contributions to this panel discussion. The United States recognizes the serious threat that IEDs present around the world and the need for coordinated action to combat that threat. Activities related to humanitarian mine action, HMA, are a small part of U.S. efforts to counter the threat from IEDs. U.S. policies for counter-IED efforts and humanitarian disposal of IEDs promote robust cooperation between federal departments and agencies with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, along with our allies and partner nations, and with private sector and non-governmental partners to advance awareness of IED threats and to enhance our collective capabilities to counter IEDs and to conduct humanitarian disposal of IEDs. Alongside our allies and partners, the United States will continue to develop strategies to address IED threats and to strengthen peace and security. The United States is the world's largest contributor to conventional weapons destruction programs, including support for the clearance of landmines, as well as, most recently, IEDs and explosive hazards left behind by ISIS in territory it formerly controlled in Iraq and Syria. Since 1993, the United States has provided more than $3.7 billion in conventional weapons destruction assistance to more than 100 countries. My remarks today will be focused on U.S. efforts to counter IEDs with the assistance we provide through our conventional weapons destruction program, which includes support for the humanitarian disposal of IEDs. U.S.-funded implementing partners conducting humanitarian clearance of mines also play a vital role in clearing IEDs in many places before a true post-conflict period begins. Mine action has evolved in this way since the early 2000s, when personnel returned to their humanitarian demining work in parts of Afghanistan. In urban and rural areas where fighting has recently taken place, clearance and disposal of IEDs by our implementing partners are often intertwined with our efforts to clear a wide range of other explosive hazards, including UXO, landmines, and abandoned ordnance. These efforts are a critical enabler of stabilization and humanitarian assistance, as well as the return of displaced communities. The presence of IEDs in these areas, however, complicates clearance operations and requires operators to develop new skills. The United States has some observations on the clearance of UXO and IEDs in urban areas based on the work of our implementing partners in Iraq and Syria. Identifying the location of explosive hazards and damaged buildings is one of the main challenges. For example, forces may have attacked groups of insurgents in a three-story building with several strikes in order to prevent them from continuing to fire on friendly forces or fleeing civilians. Clearance personnel may not know if any of those strikes resulted in UXO or what other explosive hazards from the insurgents may lay below the rubble, including their booby traps and munition stockpiles. As a result, our implementing partners have often had to rely on their own best judgment as to whether to enter partially or heavily damaged buildings in certain areas. Critical information can often be unavailable, particularly when buildings have been damaged during combat between different non-state armed groups. In some cases, the partially destroyed buildings have been marked as, quote, dangerous, unquote, or have been simply cordoned off because there is no way for our partners to determine safely if contamination exists. As a result, such buildings might need to be completely demolished. As a positive development, the use of small-wheeled and rotary-wing drones has significantly improved our implementing partners' ability to identify IEDs and UXO in damaged buildings, and it will continue to play a critical role in remotely identifying explosive hazards and facilitating their clearance and destruction. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator.